This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
With Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, Warren.
Morning, Melbourne.
You're jumping up in your seat like that.
I am.
It's a bit like George Kalambaras in MasterChef. You get really excited like him. You know, have you noticed him? How he just moves forward.
Oh, yeah, he does,
and down.
Doesn't he?
You bounce a lot, which is really exciting. It gets me all up and excited.
Did you have a nice weekend?
I did have a nice weekend. Have you noticed I've got a bit of colour on my skin?
I
was at Cafe Hall yesterday, hanging out outside in the sun.
Were you?
It was really beautiful,
at
yeah.
Multiple cafes or just
multiple
one?
Cafes.
Right.
Yeah, I did the whole of Chapel Street yesterday. What about yours?
I had a really good weekend. Yesterday I was with some friends. We sat outside too. It was beautiful.
Yes.
Had lunch.
Lovely. Really, what did really you eat?
And the dogs all came. It was just wonderful. What did I eat? They roasted chicken.
Yum.
It was absolutely
Please
delicious.
Please invite me for next time.
Yesterday when we were at my friend's place, they were talking about getting someone to look after their dog. They're having trouble because their dog's quite difficult.
Oh, does it go to the toilet all the time?
No. It jumps fences and things and, you know, chases other dogs and it's not very well behaved. And they talked about they've got this, there's a house sitter website.
Oh, yes.
And people come and look after dogs and mind the house.
Oh, my God. Do you know
what? At the same time.
I paid for a subscription for that. They've got to go through a police check. Thank God I was eligible, but I never went through with it.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. And imagine, I've never had a pet, so can you imagine me?
But would you do, you don't have to do it just for pets. So they're doing it because these people come and they actually mind your house and look after the pet at the same
yeah.
time. And they, you know, that's how they do their holidays. But apparently you can do it just for minding the house. So, you know, it's not necessarily linked to a pet.
Oh, I didn't realise. I thought,
yeah.
Oh, okay,
so
there
you can
you
travel
go.
The world house-sitting while people go on vacation. I'd never heard of it before.
Yeah, house-sitters, yeah. It's been around for years, darling.
Would you do it?
Do you know what? I think I would have done it 10, 20 years ago, but I think now I just feel too old to do it. I need that stability.
Right.
You know
so,
what I'm
so
saying?
You'd rather stay in a hotel
yeah.
or something.
Yeah. What about you?
I think I'd do it. I think it'd be quite fun in a way. But
yeah.
I don't know if the motivation is because you want to go somewhere trusted and clean or if it's because you want to save money.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I don't know if there's a fee involved, but I reckon it's quite a good idea.
The only fee is that when you sign up, you only pay for one fee. That's it for the year. It's something like $70.
Right.
And then you can stay wherever. They have to obviously screen you and choose you for their home.
Well, they use a three-step verification process, apparently including IDs, criminal records and whatever
yeah.
documents.
Well, then you won't be able to do it.
Yes, I will. I'll be able to do it. I think it's a great idea. But I don't know if I'd leave my pet.
Well, would you let someone do it with Fuzzy?
No.
Well, there you go.
No, because he's quite attached to certain people. So
yeah, he's very attached to you.
Yeah, and he has to stay with someone that he knows. So that wouldn't work for me.
Yeah.
But for travelling the world, I think it's a good idea.
Oh, it'd be
the only
great,
thing is,
yeah.
is it limited to, so let's say I want to go to the United States, do I have to then swap with someone who's coming from there to here, or is it that you can just get anyone? You know,
no, you can get anyone. You don't have to swap, no.
Just the timing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe we'll give it a go.
Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about bodybuilding because I know that you really got into bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And in the paper today, it talks a little bit about banning some supplements that could be causing major problems. For example, ASADA has issued a warning about supplements, while Central Queensland University lecturer and former bodybuilder, Dr. Batul, said people were putting their lives at risk if they relied on social media for advice. So it's been causing some side effects of a particular drug, cerebral hemorrhages and heart attacks.
Oh, my goodness.
So
wow.
It's DHMA supplements before they were banned. How bad is that?
That's really bad, isn't
Did
it?
You ever take supplements for your bodybuilding?
Other than protein so, and diet, I did everything completely
so
natural.
So no supplements?
No supplements.
So smart boy, how
no,
fantastic.
No, I mean, protein is a supplement,
yeah,
but it's not a nasty one like
yeah.
this. But I didn't do anything. But there were people that were doing things. You know, they were doing illegal things. And
yeah.
what have you. And you can see they got this advantage, but you can always tell. You can tell the difference.
You can, can't you?
Yeah, you can. You can tell there's a puffiness to certain things. There's a certain shape.
Yeah.
You can tell a certain level of development that's not natural as well.
Yeah.
So I know I never did, but I took protein.
Yes.
To build, but I wouldn't do anything like this.
Yeah. And would you? How many days a week would you train for a competition, for example?
Like, at least six.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you horrendous to hang out with because you everything had to be
more the food was the difficulty.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean.
You know, not horrendous in terms of mood.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean being out. Like, what would you order at a restaurant?
Oh, well, you couldn't.
Exactly.
Towards the last few weeks, you couldn't. You had to eat absolutely everything strict and certain times of day.
Yeah.
And that's how fine the competition is.
Yes.
Down to that level of detail and how strict you are with your routine. But I wouldn't do that. But there's a thing I do notice in the gym. There's guys always talking about taking things and they just Google it.
Mm.
Oh, this is the new thing. And then
they just take it.
And they just take it.
Yeah, exactly.
Without anything whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a friend of mine on the weekend who does some scientific research into cancers and things, and he was saying that a lot of these things do mess up with your hormones and cause all sorts of things.
Oh, so, absolutely.
Yeah, I would.
If you want to avoid a heart attack.
You can do it naturally, trust me.
Get your
me.
Own protein.
You don't need all have this other stuff. Don't have a chicken. Anastasia hates chicken. Anastasia, I need to tell you off about something. It's been on my mind since we went to the Halloween party.
Yeah, okay.
Last week, and I was really upset because we were there, we were together,
yep.
And we were talking to people, and there is someone who, let's be frank, doesn't shut up.
Oh, my God.
And once you're cornered.
Yeah. Oh, forget it.
That's it.
Sign your life away for at least 5 hours.
Sign your life away. So we
he doesn't shut up though.
He doesn't.
Like he doesn't even take. Like doesn't even breathe through it.
No. And it's really hard.
I don't reckon he took a sip of that drink for at least a couple of hours.
I was watching the levels and thinking, is it going down a millimetre?
Oh my God.
Has it gone
God.
Down? No. And then he did take one sip.
Yeah.
But as soon as you start talking, he just cuts you off. And starts.
Yeah. Oh, straight away. And no one cuts me off. And look, I can talk underwater, right?
Yeah.
Anyone that can talk more than me is a head doer.
And I was thinking. Okay, I'm going to pretend I need to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
But you got in first. You go, oh, my God, I'm busting. I've got to go. And then you disappeared for the night. You went. Like,
do you know why? I'll tell you why I did it, right? Because you're so nice and polite that I just had this anxiety attack thinking he's going to make us go and say goodbye to Shannon.
Oh.
Like the girl of the party, and he's going to make us say goodbye because he's a do-gooder, and I just couldn't be bothered.
But she was the host.
Yeah, I know, but I was just like, no, I need to get out of here because I didn't want to go through – it's that whole Houdini thing. I don't want to have to go through the whole goodbye, saying, why do you have to leave? Come on, stay. And I don't want to go through that, so I'm sorry that I ditched you.
You left me
But I
in
knew that you
food.
Sit there all just, night with just, this
I'll be
guy.
Back in. I'll be back in 2 minutes. 20 minutes later, where's Anastasia gone?
Well, look, at least I texted you and let you know, hey, I'm out of here.
Yeah, about 2 hours later.
But how boring was he?
Yeah.
My eyes were rolling back, like, give me something.
I sort of felt for him, though. I mean, yeah, he was
and
really
that's
trying.
And this is why I escaped, because you felt for him and we would have been there for the next 5 hours.
He was being friendly.
Yeah.
But I actually went to a party a few weeks ago as well, another one, and I didn't want to go. I was dreading it. I was dreading it. And
you didn't
I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
And I was dreading it. But I had friends coming. They were picking me up and they said, nah, we're dragging you out. You're coming. So I couldn't get out of it whatsoever. I even thought about parking my car around the corner so that I could escape.
That's right. You workshopped this
Yeah,
with me.
I worked it all out, how I was going to do my Houdini trick. I'm just going to go to the toilet and then do my quick disappearing act.
Yeah, but there's something about saying goodbye at parties, isn't there?
Yeah, it does take a while.
Doesn't it? And I rather avoid it.
Please stay.
Just stay. Why? Stay for one more drink.
The pressure. But you know what? Uber, you may be able to, they may be able to assist you
right.
to do your Houdini act very soon.
Oh my God.
Yep, that's right.
What do you mean? I could have called someone.
They've partnered with someone, and what you can do is you can actually call an Uber in ghost mode.
Wow.
Ghost mode. So it allows you to so no one can see. That you've actually called one.
This is perfect.
And then when you get in, it allows you to send a message to your friends, just letting them know that, you know, you've disappeared.
Oh, my God. Do you wear, like, a white sheet over your head? When you get into the Uber?
When you get into the Uber. Maybe you can tell it to pull up, you know, an address.
Who are you going to call?
Down the track.
Uber!
Ghost mode.
Exactly. I think everyone slept in this morning.
They have
slept in. I think it's considered a public holiday because of tomorrow, Melbourne Cup.
Well, it's still, people are taking the day off.
Are you going to go compete in Melbourne Cup tomorrow?
No, am I going to compete? I'm going to put a horse.
Just imagine you being a little horse just trying to get in there.
Oh, I'd be like a little pony sort of running around.
Are you going to go?
No, not at all.
No? Okay.
No, I've got, I'm going rock climbing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How fantastic.
I'm looking forward to
that. I'll probably just sleep all day. Hey, Warren, did you hear about the two male lions getting caught having sex?
Yes.
And they're gay, apparently.
They're gay, the male lions.
I wonder if
lions.
They put their vote in for same-sex marriage.
I'm sure they did. They made headlines this week for an unusually intimate time together.
Right, what happened? Talk us
through. One lion mounted the other and then
lovely.
Gently dismounted.
Is that how you do it?
Gently dismounted the other lion, nuzzled his face, and it appeared as though he winked at him.
But apparently it only lasted for a few seconds.
No. It normally lasts for a few seconds, but these two are at it for over a minute.
That's pretty good. That's longer than what you can last.
I'm a few seconds before I gently...
I don't last for very long either. I think the maximum is, 10 minutes, isn't it, darling?
This is about the lions, darling.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So they were at it for over a minute.
Right.
So normally it's only a few seconds.
Yep.
But the chief executive of the Kenyan Film Classification Board described the incident as bizarre and demanded answers.
Oh. Are you for real? Why is it bizarre?
No, he's fiercely anti-gay.
It's a bit of a fiction, darling.
And he recently banned an episode of Disney's Andy Mack for featuring a gay character.
Two lions getting off and it's a bad thing?
Two lions.
It's so natural.
I quote what he says. He told the Nairobi News...
You've got to do things to get off in this world, don't you?
These animals need counselling.
Oh, my God.
Because probably they have been influenced by gays who've gone to the national
park. I just imagine them walking into a counselling office and a giraffe being the counsellor.
The counsellor.
Can you imagine?
With big glasses. He said, I don't know. They must have copied it somewhere or it's demonic because these animals
terrible.
Do not watch movies.
Oh, my God.
He rationalised. The demonic spirits inflicting in humans seems to have now caught up with animals.
Ignorance is such an evil thing, isn't it?
Do they realise what they sound like?
Yeah, I don't think they do, darling.
They have no idea. They think people are going to take them seriously.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, this, I don't know what to say. What can we say? Nothing.
Rah.
Go to counselling, lions. Get some help over your chief
Dr.
executive.
Dr. Giraffe. I've noticed that if a man just has got a little bit of hair on his face, he's suddenly stunning to you. It doesn't matter who he is or what he is. If he's got a beard,
they've
got
to be reasonably good looking.
Darling, I've never, ever witnessed. You've always said, oh, my God, he's hot. And then I've always looked and he's got a beard on his face. So I've always wondered about your fascination with beards. I don't really have one, but what I have been fascinated
about... You don't have a beard?
I don't have a fascination with beards, to be honest. But I am fascinated with beards that have got different colours in them, like white, brown... A bit of blonde and a bit of ranga in it, a bit of ginger, which I've just described your beard. And I've always been fascinated, why have they got different colours?
Have I got a bit of a ginger in there?
You've got some ginger in your beard and your eyebrows. And your eyebrows. Yes, in certain light, right? And I thought, I wonder why. So I did some research and I called up one of my friends, one of my scientist friends, Petra. And apparently people inherit two different MC1R genes, one from each parent, right? And however, it's very possible that only one of your MC1R genes will mutate. So in this case, you'll have both eumelanin and femenilemin.
Feminine lemon.
Femenilemin pigments, which can pop up anywhere on your body, from your eyebrows to your beard to your pubic hair. So that explains why you've got a bit of ranga
in
your beard.
So can you explain that in layman's terms?
I've just told you, basically, some genes from one parent to the other.
So you get two genes, one from each parent?
Yes.
And one of them mutates?
And one of them
sometimes.
Doesn't. Yes, sometimes.
And if it mutates, you get a little bit of the ginger.
Exactly, which explains what's happened with you.
Which is interesting because my parents don't have ginger in them.
Don't they at all?
No.
Wow.
So maybe it's one of those recessive ones.
Do you have ginger in your pubic hairs? Oh, my God, you do.
Sometimes, in certain light.
I can't believe how intimate you've been.
In candlelight.
It's breakfast radio.
You asked me. Have you ever been caught in a situation where you've got to eat something, you're so hungry?
Yes.
And all there is a vending machine?
Oh, my God, never.
That's it.
Darling, I would rather eat my own finger.
Everything.
In fact, can I just say something?
Yeah.
Deflect here. I dipped my finger. I went and bought a peanut butter jar the other day from a supermarket, got into my car. I was so hungry. I thought I had a banana in the back seat. I didn't. So you know what I did?
What? Did you dip your finger in the peanut butter jar?
I dipped my finger in the peanut butter and was sucking my finger as I was driving, going, if anyone could see what I was doing right now.
Their mind
desperation.
Would wander.
Anyway, back to you.
So, back to me. So, look, it happened a couple of months ago when my friend broke his leg when we were skiing.
Yes.
And we had to rush him to Albury Hospital.
Oh, that's terrible, darling.
And, of course, we'd been skiing.
This is why I don't
so
ski.
We were so hungry.
Yeah.
So hungry. And we were waiting there in the emergency section and there was just this vending machine.
Oh, my God.
And I looked at it and I thought, oh, it's full of absolute rubbish. And
oh.
Couldn't do it.
Like, it's bad,
I just couldn't
isn't
eat
it?
Anything. And we're so hungry. But my poor friend, he was, you know, being attended to. He was sitting outside and I was thinking about it. And then I thought, okay, you get those ones at some places like my ex-work where they're healthy. They claim they're healthy.
Do they?
But then you look at all the stuff in there and it's not. And then I saw one at my gym and it's got all these prepared meals.
Yeah.
And it's got, like, you know, chicken fillet with vegetables.
Oh.
But they sit there. I don't know if they...
Do you know what's actually really funny about them, though? If you're really hungry and you purchase something, it takes forever for it to...
Or it gets stuck.
...get out. It's like you're just watching it in slow motion going, hurry up before I smash the glass screen.
Well, in France, you can get oysters now.
Are you beg your pardon?
You can get oysters.
You're kidding.
Fresh oysters.
Next thing you know, you're going to get live chickens.
Fresh oysters from a vending machine.
That is disgusting.
So apparently they're boxed up. There was a video of it. They're boxed up, fresh, and you can order sort of how many, you know, half a dozen, whatever, and the box gets dropped 24 hours a day.
Oh, my God. So, darling, I just had a visual of when we make it really, like, big in radio and we're off to our yacht and I'll just go over to the vending machine and say, I'll have, like, 32 oysters. So I'll have 3 boxes, please, for our yacht. Me
you just
and Warren.
Press the button.
Yeah.
I would never. Would you ever? I mean, oysters are so... dicey, aren't they?
They're so, seafood. Hello, I can't imagine that in a vending machine.
Have you seen anything?
What's this world come to?
I know oysters. I don't know. It'll be fresh fish and stuff too. Oh. Have you seen anything weird in a vending machine?
Yeah, let us know. Hey, now, Celeste, we were talking a little bit earlier on about now you can actually buy oysters from vending machines, and we got a couple of messages.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I know, right? We got a couple of messages in on 0427 Joy 949. One from Anonymous saying you can buy a hairy crab in vending machines in Japan.
A hairy crab?
A hairy crab. And also from Bernadette, she says undies in a vending machine in Tokyo. Japan
undies.
Is that kind of place, though. Yeah.
Undies.
That's actually really cool.
Exactly.
Well,
if
you need
like
some,
spare undies.
If you need them in an emergency.
Well, if you're travelling.
Exactly. Especially for an emergency, though, which I've had a lot of stories
but
we'll
everyone
talk about
would,
another time.
Well, everyone would know why they're standing at that vending machine, though.
Exactly. Have you ever bought anything from a vending machine? Do you do it? No?
No. It's not my thing. Like, they're fascinating, but no, I don't really
exactly.
Know.
Yeah.
I think they're actually a waste of money.
I think they are too.
They're highly priced.
Yes.
We know you can get new undies.
Exactly. Would you get a message in on 0427 Joy 949 as well? The underwear in a vending machine in Japan is used underwear.
Used?
That the underwear has deals with high schools to make the young girls wear them during physical education classes and then put them in a Ziploc bag. Oh, my God, that is really
so
bad.
So it's like a return?
Yeah, I've actually heard of this, yeah. How shocking is that? They'd be worth a fortune.
So what?
So they used underwear and they put them in a little Ziploc bag. They put them back into a vending machine and you buy them. So you purchase a high – that's really actually disgusting, to be honest.
I'm not so sure about that. Dimitri from Epping says in Paris they love meat so much they have their vending machine selling meat 24/7.
Oh, my God, Warren, you'd love that. Imagine getting pastrami from a vending machine.
I'm not so sure about buying refrigerated, like, fresh foods from a vending machine.
But it's like going to the deli. If it's the vending machine will be refrigerated if it's doing meat.
Yeah,
only.
But what if no one – I mean, at least you know if you go to a deli, it's packed. So the deli near me, for example, is
the
so –
the one I worked at
The one you
ago.
Worked at is so busy. It's a fantastic deli,
it's
mind
It's a really good one, isn't
but
it?
But it's so busy that you know there's a high turnover. So I'm comfortable in buying stuff there because I know it's not going to be – off.
Yes.
And I've never had a bad experience. But a vending machine, I mean, it's not going, I haven't sold anything. Or maybe it does.
Unless it's like it's massive in Paris and it's just going like hot cookies, you know what I mean? Hot cakes.
I mean, soon we won't have to deal with people at all, will we?
No.
Like the checkouts, everything.
Exactly.
Just remove it completely.
Hey, now listen, you need to head over to our Facebook page, Anastasia Moran, lick us and like us, because you'll get to hear the full chat that we had with Em Ruciano and her brand new single, Brand New Day. I tell you, no lie, it is such a good song and it's a great interview. We really connected with her, didn't we? Because she's our competitor at the moment, isn't she?
Absolutely.
So if you want to catch that, get onto our Facebook page. We cannot wait to be back with you on Thursday. And don't forget, Em Ruciano tickets go out today if you want to go see her Evil Queen tour.
At Ticket Tech. Also, on our Facebook page, you'll find a link to our podcast.
Yes.
Or you can go to joy.org.au if you've missed anything.
Yeah, you don't want to miss our show. And you know what, Warren, we've got about 50 podcasts
now. There's so many up there. And also you can subscribe on iTunes.
Exactly.
And you'll never miss it.
Oh, so why would you want to miss it?
Have a great day and have a great cup
day. See you Thursday, darling.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.